First, I want to thank my colleagues, Gloria Thomas, who's our program manager for our Northern Manhattan Asthma Basics for Children program, Maria Molina, who's been working with us on in the daycare program, and Shilada Quintilla, who's been helping me with the evaluation. That wasn't supposed to happen. Wait. It's back. I want to go back to the first slide. Okay. And we are supported by a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Controlling Asthma in American Cities Project, as well as New York State Department of Health and the Merck Childhood Asthma Network. Okay. So why should we deal with asthma among the preschool population? It actually is one of the largest reasons for children to go to the emergency room at all, and in that age group, it tops the list in many jurisdictions. And most school-based asthma interventions start when children are in elementary school, and not even when they are first starting there. They start, open airways is for children 3rd through 5th grade on the theory, wait a minute, something is going on, it keeps moving. Should I just use this?
Yeah, I think
not the mouse. Okay, fine. Sorry, guys. And so that's not early enough. The other reason to work in the take care center is that is when parents are really more engaged with their child's welfare and their child's education than they're likely to be for many years hence. So if you can start a partnership with the daycare center and the parents at that age, that is when you have the greatest chance of really establishing great asthma care practices. So now we're doing it. So we have, as part of our coalition, we wanted to demonstrate the effectiveness of a parent-reported screening program. And I'm going to talk about why we're doing that as a tool for mobilizing parents and for mobilizing the community around the problem of asthma in the daycare setting. And then we want to talk about how a program which is multi-level and involves interventions across the board in the community has, in fact, improved asthma management. Northern Manhattan Asthma Basics for Children is a community-based coalition in Northern Manhattan. We are a low-income community, mixed Latino and African-American, just under 500,000 people. Our program is multidimensional, and we work with early childhood centers, schools, parenting programs, community provider networks, all of them geared around an integrated program to promote asthma management. What I'm going to talk about today is the program that we've implemented from 2004 through 2007 with 31 childhood centers, most of which are Head Start centers, but also daycare centers, family daycare provider networks. This summarizes sort of the program steps. The first thing we do is we train the teachers and the staff about asthma and asthma solutions. We use this curriculum that we developed ourselves, and we have a smaller version of this, which is used with the parents. If you're interested, it is now available from the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, and that version, has all the websites and all the phone numbers for our particular community, but the version that you can get from AFA is sort of generic. And using this program and the training for the daycare providers, we trained 758 staff. That's usually the daycare teachers, but also the staff who are like the family support workers, which averages out to be about 170 per year. What we do after the staff are trained, we then say, okay, let's find out who has asthma. And most parents are familiar with the medical forms that doctors have to fill out when their kids go to school. The trouble is that those forms usually don't single out asthma. Working with the New York City Asthma Partnership, we've been able to add that. But when we started this, that wasn't there. So we had to ask the daycare centers to include a form that asked about asthma. asthma symptoms when they were enrolling the children into it, and it was bilingual. And we use that as a way to sort of help people realize what really is going on in their own community and in their own daycare setting. So in the course of this 3 years, we screened 7,423 kids. And 65% of the parents actually returned them, which is, we think, is a pretty good completion rate. So then we identified the children with asthma or asthma symptoms using very simple questions. And then remember that we had the teachers trained. The teachers had activities and games that they can do about to educate the children about asthma. So then they started incorporating that into it. At the same time, we reached out to the parents, both the children who had diagnosed asthma and the children who had symptomatic asthma, because in this age group, a lot of the physicians are a little bit loath to rush to an asthma diagnosis. And we sort of operate on the philosophy, if it sounds like asthma and acts like asthma, let's treat it like asthma, and let's make sure that those kids and those parents get the help they need. So we conduct asthma educational workshops at the daycare center, at the time when the parents can come, when the center is able to do it. We use a variety of tools as well as the parents' handbook. All of our materials are bilingual, and working in Harlem, we have a set that is in French that isn't published, but when we're working with the West African community, we use that. And then we follow up at the end of the year to find out how everything has been going. And so what I'm going to report on today starts with a screener and ends with a follow-up at the end of the school year. And it was all approved by the Columbia University and Harlem Hospital IRBs. For those of you who are familiar with asthma, this isn't going to be a surprise. We found that roughly 35% of the kids either had asthma symptoms or a diagnosis, which boils down to 1 in 3 in this age group. We found that the children who already had a diagnosis, that's the orange bars, were children who had many more of the sort of the classical symptoms and problems associated with asthma. They were more likely to have a level of asthma that we would call persistent, practically every day. They were more likely to have problems with absences from the daycare program. They were much more likely to have an ED visit, hospitalizations, and, fortunately, this is a good thing, more likely to be on controlling medications. So let's talk about how we keep this thing going, because if we only worked with the parents, we would be losing that opportunity to engage the teachers. And they're very important to this, because they're the ones who see the parents, and they're the ones who are able to mobilize them. So we had, of those teachers who were trained, they really did get into it. And so all of these centers, virtually all of them, initiated some kind of way of going around the center and identifying where are the likely triggers for asthma. And I'm not going to go into that for those who are unfamiliar, but it's things like dust, mold, problems with cockroaches, rodents, the things that are likely to trigger children, as well as smoking and just in general particulate matter. So all centers incorporated these games, and the parents were very much involved. So now let's talk about the parents. We have a set of parents that we've invited to become what we call parent asthma mentors. These are parents whose children have asthma. They worked with us in our program in previous years, and they are, if you will, they become peer advocates for getting involved in the program. And they help us in reaching out to the parents, calling them and reminding them and helping them to get involved. We have something we call a welcome package. And if we aren't able to reach that parent through the parent asthma mentor, we'll actually try to get a welcome package, which sort of is like a come on, you know, we heard that your child has a problem with breathing. We'd really like for you to be involved in the program. Something that sort of does something after that initial screening. So based on that, then we had a high level of participation in the program, as you can see from these numbers. We also identified the children who have very bad asthma, who ended up in the ED room twice in the past year, or who were hospitalized. And for those, we have a family asthma worker program, which we launched only last year. And so in that year, we had 234 parents who were referred to it. Another piece we have is a big poster competition, World Asthma Day poster competition. And we started it 3 years ago. We had only 200 entrants. And this year, we had, I think, 13 centers. We also had 14 schools, and we had something like 1,500 posters. They were fantastic. We had more people, families, turning out for our celebration event than we could even actually feed and celebrate with. So all told, we not only worked with the teachers, we also worked with the children. And we think that that's a very important thing. So the other thing we do is, remember those yellow bars, the children who have symptoms but they're not yet diagnosed? We sent those parents a letter saying, it's possible that your child has asthma based on what you've told us. You really should go to the doctor and find out what's going on. Well, we came back and we found that almost half of them came back and indeed did have a diagnosis. The other 8% or 5% said, no, we really didn't have asthma. And the other half, we don't know if they went or not. So this screening program really is helpful at getting the parents connected back to find out about their kids' asthma. So now you're probably wondering, what happened? Now because of that follow-up, we're also able to go back and find out what happened. And this is the comparison, baseline versus follow-up. And you can see that we had a very slight, not significant reduction in school absences related to asthma, but we did have a significant drop in both ED visits and hospitalizations. Use of the controller didn't change, and there was an increase in getting an asthma action plan, but it wasn't significant, which I forgot to change my footnote, sorry. The other thing that we really emphasize as a distinctive outcome is we want the parents to feel confident in managing their asthma. And so we have a question in the baseline, how comfortable are you with doing, you know, a series of things? And when we start it, only a third of them say, oh yeah, I'm comfortable managing my children's asthma. But at follow-up, 67% said they were comfortable. There was no difference, as I pointed out, in the controller. And part of that's a doctor thing. You know, the doctor has to actually prescribe it. So we can't actually do that much about it in this part of the program, though we work hard on it in another part. But if they got an asthma action plan, it's very important because we show them what an asthma action plan is. We give it to them. We have a section in here that shows exactly what the asthma action plan is and where they can go, and how to use it. So we really train people in going to the doctor and saying, you know, I really would like to have this to help me figure out what to do with my kid's asthma and to take it to the school. So we also increased the proportion who actually took it to the child's school. Then this slide goes back to, remember we have multiple levels of participation. You can have teachers and the center that's involved in the program. And they're already starting to implement things that are going to change. Then you have activities for the children that are going to help the children get things under control. But you also have the participation of the parents themselves in our program. And remember that we had around 1,200 parents that were involved in that. This slide shows you that when the parents get personally involved, they get much more out of the program. And so those parents who had participated, that's in the red bars, had much greater reduction in school absences. We don't know why there wasn't a change in ED visits. If anything, the ones who didn't participate had more of a reduction, but they did have reduced hospitalizations. Again, on the symptom-free days, there wasn't that much of a difference, but both groups had increased days when the children didn't have asthma symptoms. So what are our conclusions? We found that the early childhood centers and the schools, they welcomed the opportunity to get involved in launching this program. That the parents do respond when asked, and that for some of them, roughly half, whose children had symptoms but it wasn't yet diagnosed, this was a very effective way to help them get connected with their doctor on the asthma, the A question. We also found that the children with diagnosed asthma showed significant improvements in what are considered the key asthma management markers. Now remember, we're talking about preschool age children from 3 to 5. Hey, what happened? I think I was too emphatic and it jumped the mouse here. Sorry. What? Yeah. So, getting these appropriate medications and the asthma action plan for a child at that age, it really required that the parents became advocates for their children, that the school, the teachers really supported them. And I'm not reporting on it today, but we've had a very aggressive program to educate the providers in the community about caring for children, diagnosing asthma in the most appropriate manner possible, and really working with the parents to make sure that they understand what asthma is as a chronic disease. So that the last thing, which kind of comes around to the theme for this particular workshop, is that participation is the key. And I think that the Susan Connor's presentation said the parents, the people who are out there advocating, they're going to make a difference. And you can see in our results, the parents who came and got involved and really participated in the program, they get the benefits. And I think it is incumbent upon us to get the word out. And that's where our parent asthma mentors are so important. Because year after year after year, they're there bearing witness to the importance of doing these things and making a difference for the children. So I'm not going to be able to report on it, but we have very positive feedback from the parents themselves. And it's, as Susan says, it's not, you can't just sort of drop it out there, think it's going to happen. It does require follow-up and persistence, but if you do it, as you can see, the parents get the advantage, and the children get to have their asthma under control.